This is a WEMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. In the NBA, Boston topped Portland 116-93. Meanwhile, the New York Knicks won't re-sign Jimmer Fredette to a second 10-day contract. The former College Player of the Year appeared in two games with the Knicks, making a three-pointer on his lone shot attempt. His deal expired on Wednesday, and the team elected not to give him another. In the America East Tournament quarterfinals, Hartford upset UAlbany 68-59. Stony Brook topped UMBC 86-76. Vermont won against Maine 99-82. And it was New Hampshire over Binghamton 56-51. On Monday, Stony Brook will see Hartford, and Vermont will go head-to-head with New Hampshire. NASCAR has suspended the crew chief for driver Martin Truex Jr. for one Sprint Cup race and fined him $50,000 for a rules violation at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Cole Pearn will sit out this weekend's race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for a roof flat violation on the number 78 found during pre-race technical inspection. Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco is now signed through 2021 after agreeing to a reworked contract that includes a three-year extension and gives the team additional cap space. Meanwhile, the New England Patriots are parting ways with tight end Scott Chandler and wide receiver Brandon LaFell. NFL union lawyers who want New England quarterback Tom Brady to put Deflategate behind him for good are ready to make their pitch to a New York appeals court. NFL lawyers are asking the court today to reinstate the team's four-game suspension of Brady. New York Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman has apologized for discharging a gun following a domestic dispute and insisted he never hurt his girlfriend. Chapman agreed yesterday to a 30-day suspension assessed by Major League Baseball under its new domestic violence policy. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.